People across the country are marking Tax Day today with a series of Tea Party rallies. In fact, there's one happening right now on the Boston Common. But another rally of significant national importance happened this afternoon in front of the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. Four potential presidential candidates tried out their speeches on the crowd of several hundred people. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Sasha.
Fred, the New Hampshire primary is always the first primary. In fact, 4 years ago, it was held in early January, which was unusually early. This year, there's been a sense that the campaigning is off to a late start. So was there a sense today that the presidential campaign is finally underway?
Yes, this definitely felt like the beginning of the presidential campaign.
So which candidates addressed the crowd?
Four candidates spoke. Former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer, Atlanta talk show host Herman Cain, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty.
Who's the headliner today at the Tea Party rally on the Boston Common.
Yes, he is. And he talked about how he's run his state. And he did it the same way that Mitt Romney did 4 years ago. Back then, Romney made fun of liberal Massachusetts. And Pawlenty talked about how tough it was to cut spending in Minnesota.
Hey, look, tell me about hard. I mean, in Minnesota, one of the more liberal states in the country, the state that elected U.S. Senator Al Franken. We were able to move the needle. We cut spending. We cut taxes.
So the crowd liked that.
Yeah, they love that.
Fred, let's talk for a bit about the potential candidates who weren't there, including Mitt Romney, who's the presumed frontrunner. What did Tea Partiers think of Romney?
I was so surprised. You know, Mitt Romney stayed away from this Tea Party, and a lot of people speculate that's because he sees himself as not playing to the Tea Party, because he's more of a, you know, middle-of-the-road businessman, Mr. Fix-It kind of guy, maybe not the radical right-wing that, that some people see the Tea Party as being. But you know what? A lot of people at this rally thought very highly of Mitt Romney.
And besides Romney, what other big names weren't there today?
Well, Grant Bossy of the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy was the master of ceremonies, and he poked fun at some of the candidates who did not show up, including one darling of the Tea Party, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. On her last trip to Concord, New Hampshire, she thought that that was where the American Revolution began.
That's right.
We were hoping Michelle Bachmann could be here today. Unfortunately, she could not find the State House in Concord, Massachusetts.
It was not only Bachmann who was the brunt of some jokes. They also made fun of Donald Trump, a potential candidate who also did not appear.
And what was the general mood of the crowd, would you say?
Well, you know, they were generally not all that excited about the current crop of candidates out there. They're hoping, several of them, that someone else will jump in. The name that kept coming up is the first-term governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Naomi Claggett, who was from Newport, New Hampshire, was among those hoping that he would get in the race.
My man is Chris Christie.
Chris Christie, a lot of people like Chris Christie.
It's because he's accomplishing something and he has had the nerve to stand up and speak the truth to people. And it would be so refreshing to hear someone actually speak the truth.
Although hasn't Christie repeatedly said he's not interested in running this time around?
He's asked pretty much every day, and he has to say, you know, every day you ask me that question and I have to say I'm not going to run.
And Fred, I understand there was a texting contest of sorts to find out who the crowd liked best of the four potential candidates who did show up.
Kind of like on American Idol, you had to text in. In this case, you just texted in the name, all the same number of which speech you thought was the best one. And Herman Cain won overwhelmingly. 60% of the people there said he was the best speaker. Briefly, he talked a lot about the Declaration of Independence, among other things about how it says that we are all endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. And people really liked that. And then there was also a straw poll held under the statue of Daniel Webster. And that one, Tim Pawlenty.
Fred, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was WBUR's Fred Tice.